centimeter circle of perfect liberty. That's all we given equally on the road. You can do anything in the perfect circle. In the perfect circle. That's a challenge for human limitation. It's like a, it's always like a, totally like a, exactly like a sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Cement in mold. All the spectacle is not so a miracle. I'd rather rub my ankle.
Wave your hands in the air, just for your physical care. Keep your move as you wave. Life is just a wave.
Our life is like a, it's always like a, it's totally like a, definitely like a, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Dragon down the hole, digging to the rhythm and the echo of a song. の聞いた男の子、ここしばらく出会わない。優しくて可愛くてお金持ちの男の子、
you part that again I wonder about, but I don't give a damn about you.
Again with the J-pop versus metal. Took a week off last week, which no one seemed to mind. It's fine. I'm not under any creative pressure aside from my own. It's fine. It's okay. Welcome to the show. Doesn't matter why you're listening to the show. You can listen to the show. It's fine. Doesn't matter. You don't have to tell me that you listen to the show. It's your own personal choice. It's just slightly disconcerting that everyone has made that choice. But that's fine. It's not your problem. We'll just talk about the music, I guess. The top of the show, you heard a Shonen Knife cover by Sonic Youth. Not the best intro to either band. That is from the compilation, Every Band Has a Shonen Knife That Loves Them. Came out in 1989 on Giant Records. Hard to wholeheartedly endorse that entire album. It's got Red Cross on it, L7, Pat Smear, solo Pat Smear, doing Lazy Bones, Chemical People, Lunachecks, Mr. T Experience doing Flying Jelly Tack. That's a pretty good one. Babes in Toyland doing Watching Girl. A lot of other people that have not, Big Dipper, Christmas, And a bunch of others. It's a lot. It's a lot of cover. It's a whole lot. It's a double LP. Probably could have cooked that down into one, but that's not how they did it. It was pretty cool. Actually, I guess it's one of those things you had to be there for. You had to be there to really get this record. And I wasn't really there, really. 1989, I was 11 years old. I was listening to Metallica on MTV. I was too dark as a like 10, 11 year old. Too dark for Shonen Knife. I had to get a little older to lighten up. Appreciate that. Played that because I wanted to talk about punk rock, I guess. I don't know. Guess I'll come back to it. Buffalo Daughter after that. From New Rock, 1998. On the Grand Royal label. Beastie Boys record label. Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Buffalo Daughter is a band based in Japan. Also thought of as a member of the Shibuya-kei movement, along with Chibamato. The Beastie Boys would be the connection, the strongest connection, I think, between Chibamato and the Beastie Boys. The thing about Buffalo Daughter is they deny being part of the Shibuya-kei movement, even though they're thought of that. Chibamato hasn't really denied it. They even kind of got closer to it. When they reunited, they got the drummer for Cornelius, Yuko Araki, who records a solo as Migu, which you'll probably hear at some point. So they have a closer tie to Shibuya-kei. The bass player and keyboard player, sometimes keyboard player. I think she's doing the vocals in the song. Yumiko? Who is that? Yumiko Ono on bass. Also member of the Cornelius live band. So there. And after that you heard A Perfect Circle with Weak and Perilous. There's a new Tool album out. I don't really care about the new Tool album. Didn't really care that much about the last one. Lateralist is probably the cutoff point for me personally. If you're a younger fan, you might not have listened to Perfect Circle. It might be time to go back to that. From the 13th Step, 2003. I was totally out of my mind in 2003. I was listening to this album a lot. I just happened to listen to the commentary on the videos. I bought what I thought was a CD of a cover. I thought it was a CD single of them covering Imagine or Jerry Casale. I thought I was buying a CD single of Jerry Casale covering the song Imagine by John Lennon, but it was actually him. It was actually a DVD of videos by Perfect Circle. One of them was directed by Jerry Casale of Devo. So there. But in the commentary for the videos by Maynard James Keenan, he explains some of the songs in kind of detail that I didn't see that in the song. It really should have been part of the liner notes for the album. It would have given me a much better understanding of what he was going for in that record. So I guess I recommend that. Seek that out. I'm not going to go into explaining the whole thing myself. O-O-I-O after that, with N-O, and that was a band with Yoshimi from the Boredoms, of course. I mentioned that before. I hadn't played the band itself. From the band Psycho Bob. I played the band Psycho Bob. Is it Psycho Bob or Psycho Bab? Might be Psycho Babe? It's not clear. Doesn't matter. That's not this show. And then play that. I played O-O-I-O-O from the album, which is self-titled. The US release is self-titled. I have the Japanese release that I bought at a show. I saw them play at Maxwell's. And the album title is Infinity Sign 8, Infinity Sign. And it has a nice translucent cover plastic. The CD insert is clear plastic, so the whole CD case is clear plastic. The cover has a design on it, but it's clear plastic. And then the only details are underneath the CD. The little CD insert is just the round, just a round circle underneath the CD, printed in silver ink. It's very nice. And if you read the liner notes printed on that round insert in silver ink, you will find that this actually is connected to the world of J-pop, because it is co-produced by none other than Keigo Oyamada, which we already talked about just a couple minutes ago. He is the man better known as Cornelius. So he produced that. After that, more Shibuya K fun. Piece of 5. La Depression. I suppose there's some kind of French accents in there, but don't have the character set for that in the Unicode. Whatever. It's not a detail you need to worry about. From the Playboy Playgirl album, Slayer after that, Unit 731, kind of a sequel to the Angel of Death, which is about the horrors of Auschwitz and World War II. It was a Japanese death camp, I guess you could say, medical experiment camp. You can research that. And that was, well, it wasn't fun. I'm going to let you research that yourself. Utada Hikaru, the much maligned one name Utada, American release, the Exodus release from, I think that was also 2004, right? 2004, whatever, one of those years. Wonderbout. That had a few good songs on it. Her American stuff. Generally thought of as terrible. I guess it's thought, yeah, people don't like it. Didn't take off, didn't work out. But there's a few good songs. Guitar Wolf, as promised, Love and Jet from that album. And you can see, you can buy the MP3s. I guess you gotta buy, there's no option for buying the entire album as an MP3 is the thing. You have to either buy them all separately or buy the CD. And as I suspected, if you look at the waveform on the newly recorded Guitar Wolf album, it is, of course, completely all the way loud. It's totally loud. I felt it was loud enough before, but they have to compete with the current loudness wars, I guess. I thought that was going to segue nicely into whatever I was going to talk about, but I guess it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't have to. Oh, right. I remember what I wanted to talk about. It was suicide. Not mine. You don't have to worry about me. Hopefully not yours either, or anybody you know personally or otherwise. Yeah, I passed the, I'm way past the point of being able to kill myself in an appropriately dramatic fashion. So coming up on the anniversary, I'm not going to get into the details, I'm not going to mark the day or anything. But it's coming up on a round number. I guess there's a day, and then there's the day I found out about it, so it's not the same day. But we don't have to go into the details of it, but it was a while ago, so I feel like, well, I wasn't thinking about killing myself now, but if I did, it would be like, I don't think it would have a good reaction. I feel like if I had done it then, it would have been like, oh wow, that's like, wow, that's darkly romantic. That's like, wow, that was really serious. That was like a serious relationship they were in. Wow, they really went out. That's A+ suicide. Pretty good. That's like a 8.9 at least. 8.9 suicide. Strong. It's a strong 9, maybe. Maybe. It's not an all-time. Maybe it's not a top 10 suicides of all time. But if I did it now, it would be like, wow, like, whoa, like Jim killed himself. It'd be like, wow, like I thought things were starting to go good for him. That's weird. Like, yeah, but you know, like, you know, right? I mean, that was a long time ago though, right? That's too long ago. That's too long ago, man. You can't, no, that's too long. That's implausible. I don't buy it. I don't buy that. I don't buy it. And then my suicide would be badly reviewed, and I can't have that. So I continue living, and I just want to say, having a sense of humor about still being alive is how I stayed being alive. It's how I survived being alive so far. It's a long time. It's a long time to be dead. It's unfortunate. Something I think about every day. That's someone I loved dearly. Someone I think about every day. I sort of do this podcast as a way to not think about that person for a couple hours out of the week. It would be probably appropriate at this point to not think about them most of the day. It would, something I'm working on. I try to do something else with my time, but it, you know, I do the podcast. I try to block it out. It kind of creeps in the edges. I don't know if you noticed that. It kind of creeps in. Not something I noticed at first. Then you listen back to some of the things, some of the juxtapositions, the song choices, things like that. It's creepy. It's a creepy podcast. It's weird. It's disturbing. The whole thing is disturbing. I can't fault you for checking out of the podcast. Please don't check out of life. I hope the podcast doesn't inspire you. That would be, I feel like that would be a bad podcast. I'm trying to do a good podcast. I'm not trying to be a huge podcast. I'm trying to make something better for the people to listen to it. I want the people to listen to it to have a good experience, not kill themselves, right? We're all gonna stay in this together, and you can feel free to post on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Anyhow, that's some more music.
Take it easy and give it to me. 男も関係ない。やっちまえ。
だけど。